Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our text is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. The subject is the mind of Christ. The Bible says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. But we have the mind of Christ." In the Old Testament, we see more of God in action. And there is little said about his mind, his mind behind his actions. So right from Genesis, we see God acting. And it is because the relationship he had with mankind was that of a servant and was that of a master and a servant. That is why he didn't speak much about his mind, because there is nobody who actually discusses things with his servant. Really, you just get your servant to work. You tell the person, "Do this, I'm going to do this, I did this," and all that, without explaining to the person your mind. This was in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, we are privileged to have the mind of Christ.
Now, apart from the day,
so, ladies and gentlemen, things have changed. Things have changed from religion to the kingdom. So the Bible really is comparing two periods. The times that we did not know the mind of the Lord, that is of God the Father. And our time in the New Testament, where we are privileged to have the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The reason is simple. It is because in the New Testament, Jesus calls us his friends, not servants. In John chapter 15, verse 15, Jesus said that, "No longer do I call you servants. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father." Everything that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. So the Bible clearly teaches that in the New Testament, we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the relationship God has with his people now. But I want us to move on to understand that in the kingdom system of Jesus, God gives us his mind before his actions. Before God provides for us. Before God moves, he gives us his mind in the kingdom system. It is because if you do not know a person's mind, you would misunderstand his actions. So if you do not know the mind of God, or you do not have the mind of Christ, you are going to misread his actions. You are going to misapply his provisions. And you are going to misunderstand his grace. So before the Holy Spirit was given in Acts of the Apostles to come on earth and do action so that we can record Acts of the Apostles. Our dearest Jesus used 40 days to give to his disciples and apostles his kingdom mindset. We find that in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 3. When Jesus rose from death, for 40 days, the Bible tells us, he gathered his people together. And he was teaching no other subject but things, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So he was giving them what? A kingdom mindset. He was giving them his mind. Why did they need a kingdom mindset? It is because they had a slave mentality. They had a slavish mind. Do you know how come they got that mind? Because the Romans were colonizing the Jewish nation. And they were oppressing the Jewish people. There were laws that favored Romans that did not favor the Jewish people, like apartheid.
And
they were imposing very huge high taxes on the Jewish people. So they had a slave mind. Because they were being colonized by the Romans. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus had to do something about their minds. He had to retune their minds. He had to prepare their minds. Before the Holy Ghost was given to come and do acts or works of the apostles, he had to give them the mind of a king. Because ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit's power in a slave mentality is not good at all. So he could not release the power of the Holy Spirit upon their lives until he had given them a rulership mind. Otherwise, they were going to misuse the Holy Spirit. They were going to underuse the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus had to do something about their mind. I don't know about you if you have been misunderstood before. Because it is a very painful thing for an action that you do to be misinterpreted, to be misapplied, and to be taken in a certain way. You do something and they look at your action, they use their limited experiences, their limited knowledge, their entrenched mindset, sometimes even their societal mindset, like the African mindset, to try and interpret your action.
Limited mindset, African limited mindset. And the adrena said they are tuntum be anya to walk as empano. Adrin fit tuntum no deji.
So people can receive your action,
and it's nipa bet to me at Jedia Woyen,
but they can waste it.
And so bet to me as an.
It is like receiving new wine in old wine bottles.
Actually, say when you're a in some wine, papa, now they are called tutua, a woman at tua basa basa basa.
The old wineskin can receive the new wine.
Now, wine that done, ebetumi agenwa efofro ne de.
But it will be abused, it will be spilled.
Now why a good to na de kogu a rubber bottle mu a can ebe basabi or can malt any rubber malt, which is which?
So they can receive it, the old wine, the old mindset can receive the new thing.
Na adwen dada no betumi agye adwen foforo ade foforo.
It can receive the new provision.
E betumi agye ade foforo na wo dey man ne.
But because the mind is old.
This is a genie that then.
Because the mind is slavish.
Agwene yanko agwene ti.
It is going to waste it.
E be say no.
And sometimes when you see that you do not feel encouraged to give more.
Yeah. Wo hose agwene nya e be gye asempa na wo dey bana. Bo se na afi won tumi nkan bi mpon kan ho.
You feel like rationing your action.
E do ba
sometimes you feel like stopping what you are doing because the people are misunderstanding you. I dare say, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we do not receive the hand of God, we do not receive the provisions of God the way we must receive because of the kind of mind that we have. So we look at what God is doing, and what we do is that we misjudge it. I remember there was a situation with Moses who, before he left the palace of Egypt to go into his exile, you know what took him out? It was because it came into his heart that he should visit his brethren, the Jewish people.
Now when you say that Moses was going to find the crowd, man, the woman said, "Tama oti ahimfe no ye na jinse onuanga sa kwa kosra nkro fo."
When he got there the first day, he saw that two people were fighting. It was an Egyptian and one of his brothers, a Jewish person. So he took the Egyptian, killed him, and hid him in the sands of Egypt. The Bible says that he did that for a reason. In Acts 4, scripture says that he thought his brethren, the Jewish people, would have understood that he was the one that God has sent to be their deliverer. That is why he killed the Egyptian. He thought that that action should be understood in the light of a certain mentality that he was a deliverer for the Jewish people.
Na babo ne kan wo asomafo nyuma ne se Mose ye sa oku Misrim ni ne se beya ono anokrofo no behu so ono ne obi a oba beyi wo ma fi nkwasom.
So the next day he went back.
And it had etusumie no okwo hobi.
To go and visit his brethren.
Se me ba be sram abusuafo.
And this time it was two Jewish people fighting.
Na we dia Jewfo mienu na na dia si ani.
So he told them, "You are brothers."
O si ah mo ye nuanu.
Why are you fighting?
Ana mo kwe.
And one of them said,
"Ana ba ko si.
You think we do not know you? Yesterday when you came and you killed the Egyptian, you think we did not know?" Bible says that Moses got to know that he thought he had done it secretly, because the Bible says he looked to the left and to the right. When he didn't see anybody, he killed the Egyptian. Now, not knowing, his action was known. Because of that, he left the palace. He never returned to the palace. He went into exile.
Now Moses there. Emna wo ku Misrim ni no hwe benku ni nifa no nim se obi tesoro a wo hwe no ene ti aba ne sa no se ebo mi nya nkwa hifie ho ne anya made na tayo hwe na ana pabam odi ni tibo.
Can you imagine that the move of God was spilled during that time?
Na wo tu se wo nyankopon timpo na eye bibie wo ho,
because they didn't have the mind behind the action.
Instance say ade mo se ye no omo ante adwen a wo de ye sade na.
It was the same with Jesus.
Na sara so na to Jesus.
He went to his own hometown of Nazareth.
Na o kono ani krom Nazareth.
The Bible says that he could not do any great work over there.
Bible say when to me anya juma kase bia wo.
He felt like rationing God's power.
Na no I say wo nyakopon tumi ode ama na wo so susu no de ma.
Actually he wanted to pour blessings upon his own hometown.
Na nka no hwehwe say ono ankasa di nhira begu ni krom ho.
But the people had a certain mind about him. Because of that, he couldn't do anything. Much as he wanted to, the flow was not there. The provision of God was not coming to the people. Because of a certain mind that they had, that who is this man? What? Is he not the carpenter? I mean, what kind of thing does he want to do among us?
Now, what must Jesus do? Was say, ah, Yesu ni ma woni mu insira woni mo pese ohie de onyankopon de agu ni mu ni nyina agu ni nkrofo so nanso ni nkrofo ne na nya do ma ya krado se omo beji de Yesu wo no obi ma na no so na wo ye hwan enya yi wo fa Joseph back up inte ya no ni na mu abubo nu ya ja mi nkwe de na pese o kire wo tumi ene nso ni den ene ti Yesu wan tumi anya ne ese so ye.
So sometimes we can lose the provision of God.
Edu ba bia no onyankopon pese wo de ma ye no ye tumi hwere.
We can let God do very little in our lives. We can see very little action in our society because the mind is not correct.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
We have to have the mind of Christ so that He can do the things He wants to do, and He can do more of the things in your life. He can move in our society. He can move in your ministry. He can move in your house because you have the mind of Christ. I want us to understand at this point that it is possible for you to sincerely misunderstand why God is with you. You can so misunderstand it that God being with you will become something that is limited or even rationed. You can sincerely misunderstand why God loves you. Why God heals you. Why God provides for you. Why God presents your life every day. You can misunderstand it and misuse your life. Although it was God who preserved you with a certain mind. But you can be so sincere in your misunderstanding of why God does some actions in your life. You can misunderstand why God anoints you. You can misunderstand why God provides and gives you money. You can even misunderstand why God calls you into the ministry. That is why you need the mind of Christ. Because He is your friend now. And He doesn't want to come and just act and move and do things in our lives and in our churches just like that. Before He releases His Holy Ghost into action in your life, He wants you to have a kingdom mindset. He wants you to have the mind of Christ. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we get to know the mind of God through our dearest Jesus. Because He came to reveal the mind of Christ. Oh, He came to reveal the mind of God. All right? So Jesus' mind is God's mind. And it's a kingdom mindset. The mind of Jesus is a kingdom one. If you could meet Him physically when He was around, He was always talking about one thing. You understand that Jesus did not really teach on healing. He did not really teach on deliverance. What you can say He really taught about was the kingdom of God.
It
doesn't mean you cannot teach about healing. It doesn't mean you cannot teach about deliverance. But I'm telling you what Jesus mainly taught. In the main, he taught about the kingdom of God. Do you know why? Because his mind was full of it. His mind was a kingdom mind. What he knew was the kingdom of God from where he had come. So he was always talking about the kingdom of God. Even when he resurrected for 40 days, he was teaching no other subject to the apostles other than the kingdom of God. The mind of Christ is a kingdom mindset. He had the kingdom of God coming on earth in his mind. In all that he did, the mind behind it was the kingdom of God coming on earth, even including his death on the cross. He had the kingdom in mind. When he was about to die, in the book of John chapter 18, the Bible says that the governor asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus says that you have said it. It's like he said that you have hit the nail on the head.
Papa, what can me?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. Jesus went on to say, for this purpose I was born. Of being the king. And for this cause came I into the world. To bear witness to the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was just when he was being tried about to go to the cross. Should he misunderstand the purpose of the cross? He had been captured by Pilate. And from Pilate's place, he was just going to Golgotha to die. He couldn't have misunderstood why he was going to the cross. But our dearest Jesus said, you say that I'm a king. You have hit something on the head. That is why I was born in the first place. And it is because of this cause that I have come to, oh hallelujah,
amen,
to bear witness to a certain truth, a certain mindset. And he says that those who are of that truth, or of that revelation, or of that mind, they listen to me. And Pilate said, what is truth? Or what is the revelation? You said you came to bear for this cause of a king. You came to bear witness. Oh, hallelujah. What kind of truth is he talking about? What kind of mindset is he talking about? What kind of mentality is he talking about? Pilate asked him, what is truth? Jesus didn't answer him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he had already said it. Jesus' mind, oh hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a kingdom mind.
Yes,
he knew fully that what he came on earth to seek and to save was heaven on earth.
In
the book of Luke chapter 19 verse 10, he says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. What was lost? It's a kingdom mind that was lost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because ladies and gentlemen, what was lost is not heaven. I will say it again. What was lost is not heaven. Because we didn't have heaven in the first place. Listen carefully to me now. Before I am misunderstood. God said when he created human beings. That let them have dominion on it. And they sinned. They lost the rule God gave them. Ladies and gentlemen, what was lost was not heaven. Because in the Bible, God didn't give our first parents, human beings, heaven in the first place for heaven to be lost, for Jesus Christ to come and seek heaven. You understand that?
Yes. When you bo Adam ni evening, ni trip on the set. Omu benya to me was asasi et. One castle omu benya to me was through. Ama nipa ashri to me a was less and bonity. Nipa shri to me was asasi su et some bonity. Inti et.
So what Jesus Christ came to seek was not heaven. He came to seek heaven on earth.
Because
what Adam and Eve lost was heaven on
earth. Pastor, are you
trying to say that heaven is not important? I am not saying that at all. You know, because before you can get heaven on earth, you must have heaven so that you can bring it on earth. But the ultimate is not heaven. The ultimate is heaven on earth. Let me put it this way. The reason for heaven to us is that we will bring it on earth. That we will experience heaven on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the book of John chapter 3 verse 13. Over there the Bible tells us in the context of John 3:16. You see, we have to understand Bible in context. In the book of John chapter 3 verse 13, of course he had begun the chapter with the fact with Nicodemus that if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. He said that without getting born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Now he comes to verse 13. Jesus says, no one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Please underline who is in heaven. There is Jesus talking. He says that nobody has gone to heaven except the person who came down from heaven, referring to himself as the Son of Man. He didn't call himself the Son of God. He called himself the Son of Man. And look at the way he ended it. He said that the Son of Man is his present tense rendition. He didn't say the Son of Man who will be in heaven. He said the Son of Man who is in heaven. The Son of Man, Jesus was talking about himself. Can you imagine that Jesus was standing on this earth in Jerusalem with Nicodemus? And he tells Nicodemus that he, the Son of Man, he is in heaven. Said, I came down to the earth. But I am in heaven as I talk to you. I am in heaven. Do you know what Jesus is trying to teach us? He is trying to teach us that he wants us to live like him. He wants us to live like him. He wants us to be hallelujah.
Amen.
Witnesses unto him. Wow. He wants us to live like people who are here in this church room, but we can say we are in heaven.
Hallelujah. Obese ya tina se sempo ya ti asori dem hai ya tumika se ya 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 ti heaven osuru ho.
I like it, you know, because if he has said the Son of God, you say, oh, the Son of God, as for Son of God, he can be on earth and experience heaven on earth. After all, he is the Son of God. He is talking about himself being the Son of Man. A human being can experience heaven on earth.
Hallelujah.
That is what the first Adam lost. The second Adam, Jesus,
Hallelujah,
came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Hallelujah.
That heaven will not be the end of us, but heaven on earth,
Hallelujah,
will be our kingdom mindset.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.